Good morning. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment here on KPHX 1480 AM live in Phoenix. I am producer and film commentator Joseph J. Erdo here with Eric Reinert behind the glass.
It's just us?
Yeah, you've got a friend in me, Eric.
Oh, you got a friend in me too, Joseph.
Oh, you know, that's nice. That's
so nice.
That's so sweet.
I feel warm and fuzzy.
You do? Well, you got a friend in me. Everyone's got a friend in me. No, that's a little weird. Okay, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Pixar show.
Especially your stalkers.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We'll probably hear from her pretty soon, I imagine. But there isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
Really?
We stick together. See it through. You've got a friend in me.
Hey.
Oh, look what the cat dragged.
Oh, Dave.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, we're on. And you're late, but you know what? The show must go on. You might be a little bit smarter than I am.
Well, it has to go on. It has to go on because it's computerized.
Well, yeah, it does.
The computer tells us we must do it.
The way I do, just me and you, boy.
Inside out, Dave, there's red things falling.
That's not a clown nose, is it?
No.
It is.
Red Nose Day. Well, yes, it is all in honor of Inside Out. It opened yesterday. I saw it. I don't know if Dave saw it.
I saw it.
Dave saw it. And, you know, it wouldn't be Breakthrough Entertainment if we didn't share our insights.
And if I wasn't late.
Well, that's true as well.
One knows.
That's part of the show, huh?
That is the makeup. Actually, Greg.
Greg is late,
I drove with Greg. He drove. That's the reason.
Well,
sole reason. Look at this makeup.
That makes me sad.
Not my makeup.
That makes me very sad.
How sad are... Yeah,
does,
right.
Does that makeup go with the red nose?
No, sad means blue. No, red was
anger. Red is angry, yeah.
Very angry.
Yes, and if you want to share your emotions, give us a call, 602-252-1480. We'd love to hear your memories and your emotions. Maybe you're feeling blue today. Maybe
share
your
emotions. Share your body.
Maybe if you're joyful.
Doesn't joy and anger get lost together?
No, not joy and anger. Joy and sadness.
Joy and sadness.
No, who's that other guy? The elephant.
Fear. The elephant.
Elephant was...
Oh. I can't think.
Can figure him out.
I can't think of his name. He's your imaginary friend. Everyone's got to have an imaginary friend.
Yeah, everyone's... it's called a fantasy.
And everyone's got an imaginary...
there might be a couple of friends in there.
Yeah. In fact, actually five.
You do?
Wow.
Wow,
how many imaginary girlfriends do I have?
Probably about 757.
On a daily basis,
second.
Yes.
Per second.
I've got a harem.
Oh, really?
72. Yeah.
A harem
virgins.
Of imaginary girlfriends.
And how is that for you?
Do you a lot of work.
Do you have an imaginary lighting up a cigarette afterwards? I bet he does.
No,
right?
Nobody. There's no smoking in my.
Yeah, but you can imagine it.
Psyche.
Yeah, but why does that happen, Eric? Lighting up a cigarette.
I don't know. Somebody asked me once, do I smoke after sex? And I said, I don't know. I've never looked.
Oh! Oh! See, usually I'm telling the jokes. Today you've got them. That's awesome, Eric.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, wow.
Wow. We do have film, though, on that, and you do smoke.
Oh, you've
seen
it.
In fact, it's like a flamethrower.
Yeah, you know that little that teddy bear in the corner? That's not just a teddy bear.
Oh, okay.
It's actually Ted, and he tells us everything about it.
Yeah.
But that's next week.
Ooh, that's
yeah.
Next
I can't
week?
Wait. I can't wait for Ted too.
I don't think I'll be here next week.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, thanks.
Greg and I'll have a good time.
Oh yeah, Ted.
We'll bring our teddy bears in. You gotta bring your teddy bear in, right? Yeah. Greg's saying yes. He's
and
saying
teddy.
Yes.
He has a teddy too.
We'll be wearing teddies. Next
Speaking
week.
Of behaving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Later on.
Yeah.
Who do we have?
Lisa Lampanelli, insult comic / comedian. She's got a new special on Epix, and we're gonna hope that Eric is quick enough on the dumb button.
Yeah, we're gonna give her one chance.
Sort of a Red Fox type of triple?
Fox.
She's like Don Rickles, except with every horrible bad word you could think.
Oh no, does she know better?
Well, I imagine she's a professional.
Oh, you'll talk to her though.
I'll talk to her.
She's a pro.
What?
She's a professional.
We've got a lot of excellent guests.
We better not egg her on, right?
No, that means Greg probably should sit out on that interview.
Yeah. Behave yourself. Behave.
Oh, sadness just took over Greg. Greg, it's okay. We'll get joy in here, okay? We'll get joy in here.
And also have, he didn't see the movie, we also have R.J. Owens.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil, the Bebe Francois. Bebe
Francois. Francois.
He's a French baby.
Funny.
Do they have any French gangs in prison?
French gangs in prison?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
Oh, I don't know. I was just curious.
You would be popular though.
He would be.
What?
What?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. He told me. I was reading his mind. Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. Well,
Greg was thinking it, and Dave just said it.
Yes.
Well, speaking of reading minds.
Minds.
Another guest we have on today.
Who?
We do.
What?
I have no idea.
You don't know.
Oh, you're I know.
I'm sorry.
Hypnotist Jim Kellner.
Oh, yeah, Jim Kellner. Yes.
He's been on the show before.
What's wrong with his people? You know what? They're late, and I'm the one. They're the one that scheduled that interview, and I'm the one.
Absolutely. Oh, well, he has a show coming up next weekend, so we'll talk a little bit about that.
And we're going to have a really extremely emotional conversation with one of our guests today.
Oh.
It's going to get really emotional. You're going to need some Kleenex. I've got dyslexia here. It's a conversation about emotions with Behavioral Science Department Chair Kristen Lee Costa from Northeastern University.
Is that the person that emailed?
No, it isn't. I put out inquiries and people
you put feelers
send
out.
It. Yeah, I put feelers out, tell people what our topics are each week.
But that's in your fantasy. You just put feelers out in.
Well, there's also the bug show that's coming up with feelers and antennae.
It's called the shotgun. It's called the shotgun approach.
Shotgun approach. Yeah, yeah.
Bug show.
Oh, that's the shotgun shows. That's in September.
Why a bug show? What's a bug show? You mean
Ant-Man.
Like at
Ant-Man's coming out?
Oh yeah, I love Paul Rudd.
And they didn't really have to shrink him down any, because that's really the size of him.
He didn't say anything.
No, they know he's that
small.
Hey,
you say that now. I say I love Paul Rudd.
I don't love Paul Rudd.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah.
Right?
He is.
I think he's
I love Bryce Dallas Howard.
Well, I can't. I would agree.
Yeah,
I would agree.
She's good too.
Yeah. There's no doubt about
that. She was pretty
that.
Cute in Jurassic World.
Yeah, we're gonna actually hear your thoughts, but not right now. We're not gonna hear his thoughts
yet.
But we've got to go over some box office stuff and whatnot too. But before we get too far, Dave, is this segment brought to you by anyone?
Yes, it is. This segment is brought to you by, drum roll, please.
Okay, Alexander's All Care Auto Repair. Definitely check it out, alexandersautorepair.com. It's summertime. Make sure your tires are good. All your car maintenance is up to par. Get those oil changes because you don't want to break down on the side of the road in the 115-degree heat, or according to my car, 125.
Wow.
125.
It's been hot.
How hot?
In here.
And of course, they're at 3310 East Thomas Road, 956-3781.
And you know what? You know, a good thing to do if you are like broke down on the side of the road or something like that.
What if you have money and you're not broke?
Well, I mean, if you're broke down, I mean, you, of course you want water, but you need something like to do to, you know, in case you need to wait for the tow truck or something like that. I mean, so go ahead and get yourself some Triple Dent Gum. This show is brought to you by Triple Dent Gum.
Gum?
Yeah.
Triple Dent Gum
will make you smile.
Triple Dent Gum,
it lasts a while.
What was that, in the 40s?
Help your mister to punch that breath right in the kisser. Triple Dent Gum.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
It's not really brought to
well, the whole
is that
show.
From the movie?
The show is. Well, it's an inside joke.
I don't get it.
Calm down.
It's inside
you
out.
You saw Did the you? Movie.
Well, just, I don't remember that part.
It's not really brought to you by. What the heck?
Oh.
Come on.
I met the Double Mitch twins.
It's not a real
one
product.
Of the twins.
It's.
I did.
He's like, oh,
well, if you meet one, if you've seen one, you've seen them both.
Yeah, wow. But it's yeah, that's about the story of my dating life.
You were just having double vision, I think, that day, actually.
Oh, no, I was reading by Braille.
This just in, smoking after sex started in movies in the 1940s when smoking was the cool thing to do and they had tobacco ads in theaters.
Someone sent you that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Courtesy of Stan Robinson, my colleague.
Now what do they do in Colorado,
what a know-it-all.
Eric?
What's that?
What do they do in Colorado after sex?
They go skiing.
Oh, I thought it was, you know, Mile High City.
Maybe they
Mile
something
High
I don't know.
City.
I'm okay. Also getting texts. By the way, this one's not from Stan. I just want to clarify this.
Stan?
That this listener would like to see me in a teddy. So, okay.
Wow, really?
That's, wow.
What's his name?
I can't get that out of my... I'll never be able to erase that out of my head.
I'll never sleep again.
I know. So... Wow. And if you'd like to see me in a teddy, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480.
Now, do you know what a
teddy is? We'll have an in-studio audience next week for our TED 2 show. Yeah.
How about a fashion show?
Yeah, I'm willing to wear any teddy that
really?
Our listeners... Oh, not
what?
That. You weren't thinking that?
The transparent
I have credit
teddy.
On Amazon. I'm going to buy you one right now.
Trans what now?
Trans...
What size are you?
I forgot.
Oh, transparent. I'm sorry.
Oh, transparent teddy.
Is that apparent?
That'd be like a little. What do you call those little tents?
Jenners.
Who?
What?
Oh, Jenners.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tents.
I wasn't sure. A tent?
It'd be a small one. A small tent.
Okay, okay, Lisa Lampanelli, calm down.
Oh, yeah, I better calm down.
Right. Well, we do have an excellent show. It's all in honor of Inside Out. It did open yesterday. It's the first Pixar movie in 2 years.
Kathleen and I were wondering, what does Lisa Lampanelli, the queen of mean...
Mean?
That's what they call her. Have anything to do with Inside Out, a children's movie?
She doesn't, but...
She was available.
Well, her special airs on Thursday, so... I mean,
okay.
Hey, we've got our TED show next week, and we've got someone from a religious film on, so that should be fun as well.
Oh, that guy? That
Kirk Cameron's on?
Yeah. No, no.
He's not anymore?
No, but he is a great guest. He was in a Mom's Night Out that was on my best list last year, and he's got a new movie out called Faith of Our Father, so we'll be speaking with him next week.
Oh, okay. It's an
Independence Day film.
Well, that's a cool one.
Yeah.
Anyway. A lot of news out there.
Yeah, a lot of news. And, you know, probably some news that we do want to talk about is just how massive Jurassic World was. Now, calm down, Eric. We'll get your thoughts in just a moment. Yes, we'll get to your thoughts in a few moments. But, first of all, last week I mistakenly said on the show that Jurassic World would probably be, you know, the third highest grossing opening weekend.
I bet it's first.
It is. Originally, they were saying maybe $120 million.
Oh.
And then they bumped that up after it did so well on that Thursday, the Thursday showings when, you know, Trisha said that she tried to go and it was sold out and stuff like that, right? And then Friday it was selling out. My friend Jim, who goes to bar crawls and stuff like that, he and Emily, his girlfriend Emily, tried to go to see Jurassic World on Sunday evening. And it was sold out as well.
Really?
It was at 80% capacity all weekend, meaning like 80% of theaters were full.
Nice.
So it ended up making $208.8 million. That's a little more than Avengers made in its first weekend.
And
now that's the original Avengers, not this second one.
And this weekend, I hear it's still packed.
So... The next, I mean, that's a bunch of different records, of course. It's Universal's highest opening. It's the biggest opening for June. It's the biggest opening ever. It's the, biggest single day opening for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, it broke a bunch of records. So then it also hit the 300 million mark fastest. It's already made more than that.
Wow.
It's the highest international, meaning of all the other territories. The highest opening. It's the highest global opening, meaning everywhere. I don't even know what it's at now. It's probably at a billion or something.
Wow.
But this weekend, so the second weekend, it's supposed to, it was Avengers made $103 million when it came out a few years ago.
The first weekend.
The second weekend.
Oh.
That was the highest second weekend of all time.
Got
so
you.
That means that Jurassic World would have to make at least $103 million. And at first they were saying, no, it's not going to happen because Inside Out, I mean, it's likely to make 80-something million. Well, and then they're saying Inside Out is probably going to make 60-something million. Well, the projections right now, Inside Out is 80, like 85 million, and Jurassic World is 103.
Oh.
So it very well could be the new second weekend champion as well. That's a lot of information I know to digest.
But I followed it.
That is a very exciting news because you know what? I am done with superheroes.
I'm not done.
Well, we got our Ant-Man show. I'm just saying that it's exciting to see something other than Marvel.
The Bionic Woman, you wouldn't, tool up.
Tool up? Tulips?
Not tulips.
Oh, I thought we were tiptoeing with a Bionic Woman and tulips.
Yeah, come on. She was cute. Oh,
behind the window? What?
Yeah.
Oh,
Lindsay
that one?
Wagner.
Yeah, that one.
That she's really old now.
Yeah,
sorry.
Maybe now. She's on line three.
I'm sorry. It's like Betty White.
She's adorable, Betty White. Come on, right, Eric?
Yes, of course. Oh, who doesn't like Betty White?
You wouldn't enjoy her?
What?
Have a cigarette? All right, so...
You wouldn't?
No, I. You would?
Of course. Okay. It's Betty White, right, Eric?
Right.
Of course. She's iconic.
That. Oh, well, I mean, just for, I guess, for bragging rights,
vintage
right?
Vintage action. Yeah, go around, tell everyone.
We're talking about, like,
more
just
like
being friends with her, right?
Exactly.
Antiques.
No, vintage antique.
Yeah, but I mean, you wouldn't want to break her.
No.
You know.
There is that woman that's, like, 90-something years old on America's Got Talent who dances and she, like, does yoga and stuff.
Wow.
Like,
nice.
Howie Mandel was worried that they were going to break the woman and, you know.
They would have a death.
Yeah. That sounds like real entertainment.
Yeah, it was exciting. But anyway, yeah,
Howie's
Jurassic
a germophobic.
He is. But did you see on America's Got Talent?
Oh, he is?
Did you see that Howie Mandel was shaking people's hands, though? Someone hypnotized him. Yeah.
He did?
They hypnotized him, and he was shaking everyone's hands. He says, everyone's got gloves on. And then they snapped him out of it,
and
he didn't believe it. Yeah, he didn't believe that.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, Jurassic World.
We can ask him about him.
Yeah. So that is, you know, truly exciting that Jurassic World has made that much money. I'm very proud of it.
I loved it.
Yeah, you loved it. You didn't give it a breakthrough,
not
though.
Not quite, but I loved it. Yeah.
I gave it a breakthrough. I am fully standing behind my opinion. Best movie of the summer. Eric saw
probably.
It.
Probably.
I saw it.
Did you love it? What did you think of it?
I thought it was a fun movie.
Yeah.
Very exciting. You know, but I don't think it was any better than the first one.
No, definitely.
And it's definitely not a breakthrough.
It
was very formula. It was made very safely. Like, give the people what they want, and that's it.
Well, that's what I wanted.
Well, that's what you want.
No,
you want safe.
No experimentation whatsoever.
You gotta think safe these days.
Yeah, you don't pick up hitchhikers, even if it's Channing Tatum on the side of the road with some out. You don't pick them.
Have you ever hitchhiked?
What?
No, I haven't. But I do think there was actually experimentation, but I can't talk about it on here. And the reason is because it would give stuff away.
Yes,
and we'll talk about
it.
Well,
off the air, I want to know what you're talking about.
I agree with
you. We'll have a talk about it. Yeah. The reason I didn't give it a breakthrough is, like I said, to me, breakthrough is like 5 stars.
Yeah.
And there's probably only like one movie a year tops, maybe, that I would give that to.
Okay.
If that. Hasn't there only been like a few in history that have reached the 5-star?
For who? For you?
No, in general.
In 5-star?
I'm sorry. In the mainstream, the fellas that do the 5-star type of stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll have to check that out.
I do stars. No, I don't. No.
You do that. Breakthrough.
Yes.
And thumbs.
Right, that's true.
Or any part you can manage.
Right, okay. Well... But I do stand behind my breakthrough of it. You know, you can't be stingy of it.
Oh, no. I'm not saying.
No,
it was amazing.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I
enjoyed
it.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the film, but it was definitely not a breakthrough.
In your opinion, yes.
But I stand by my opinion.
That's fine. But I also do want to clarify. I'm not saying that it's better than the original. The original is, you know, amazing. They're also two very different films. You know, formula or not, they are different films. And the first one is a little slower, and you discover it. And this one is a full-out action movie.
So, good action, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're going to enjoy your...
Vincent D'Onofrio. Yeah, he likes to play the bad guy, doesn't he?
He does.
And Chris Pratt, megastar, right?
Yes. And Bryce Dallas Howard, the new star of my dreams.
Your fantasies, yeah.
Does Frozen handle that when you have dreams about women like Bryce Dallas Howard?
Does he get
and
jealous?
You yell out her name instead of Frozen's
Well,
name.
My, you know, it's very heavy breathing, you know, while I'm sleeping. Because, of course, Frozen, my pet duck, stands with one foot on my chest.
So your chest goes up and down, right?
Yeah, I'm breathing very heavily.
But the other
and he doesn't know. He thinks it's a roller coaster.
Does he ever fling off you on accident?
No. Okay. He's buckled
How do you know he's a he?
Because you can tell that the feathers in the back.
Oh.
The feathers on their tail.
I don't have any feathers.
Well, then you must be a female.
Jeez.
He's got, you know, on a duck's tail, if it's curled a little bit on the top of the tail, there's like a few feathers that curl up. If it curls, then it's a male. If they're completely straight, then it's a female.
Well, some ducks you can tell just by their coloration.
Yes, that's true. The mallards.
Like the mallards, yes.
What if there's some deformed feathers and you're not exactly sure if it's Bruce or Caitlin?
Then it's a transparent duck.
Oh, yeah, nice.
A trans.
How about that other lady that said she was black, African-American?
Oh, yeah, and Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson?
What'd you say, she was African-American she was black?
Yeah, she was saying that she was a black woman for the last 10 years, and she was the head of the NAACP chapter in Spokane.
Does that open up a whole new interesting scenario of you can... change?
You can not only choose your gender, but your race.
Yeah, is that?
Well, that's what they're talking about. Yeah.
There was a person on Dr. Phil who said that they had cancer, and they really didn't.
Ah, yes.
Oh.
And then there was a lady. Oh. It might have been the same one that said she had some type of cancer in order to get an abortion, and so they had to basically. I think it was out here where she was trying to get like a second or third. I don't know how that stuff works, but she had to lie and say she had cancer to get it. Crazy stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, these women.
Oh, well, there's a lot of emotions that go into all that stuff. So
people I'm married just to shoo the women away. There's so many.
Shoo them.
But you are married.
Oh, yeah. So that's not a lie, is it?
No.
I feel better.
You thought you were lying this whole thing?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, that was close.
Well, yeah. Don't they see the ring on your finger?
Yeah, see?
If you like that, you better put a ring
there
on
it. There it is.
There's two rings. What's up with that? Ring
Uh-oh. Yeah, there's one right next to the other.
Exactly.
Jeez, what, are you Mormon or something?
Oh, real funny.
Kimmy Schmidt.
You're in big trouble.
What about Kimmy Schmidt?
Oh, you what? Like that show?
Unbreakable?
Yep.
I've watched a couple episodes.
That's a pretty good show.
It hasn't gotten great yet, but my son loves it.
All right. I think
nice.
Good.
I haven't seen
it.
It's
good.
I like Tina Fey, so.
Yeah. She is good.
I like more women, so that's good.
You like Sarah Palin? She's behind Donald Trump.
Of course she is.
No, she. Oh.
She's probably going to get in front of him a few times.
I want to get him on the show. You think you want to?
Yeah.
Then you'd have to give the equal, though.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, is that how that works?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Yeah, I went to journalism.
Which is not that big of a deal, but...
equal, really?
Yeah.
I can't just have them call in?
Well, no, because, like Joseph says, you have to give all the other candidates equal time.
That's why Celebrity Apprentice won't be on right now.
Wow, so we have then to talk to all 20 of those people, huh?
Yeah, once he starts campaigning, then he can't be on his own shows
anymore. Yeah, I think they want him back. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to be on the premise.
He says he's worth $9.some billion.
Yeah, I heard of that.
But I researched it, and in reality, he's only worth like... I mean, I don't know why you'd lie. It's still a lot of money.
How much?
$3 billion.
Only three? What's up with that?
I mean, it's still a lot of money. Why lie?
Well, those folks on that side seem to lie a lot. They don't even know when they're lying anymore.
I agree
with
you.
It's like they're chronic liars that are trying to lie.
Greg Isaac, 602-252-1480, if you disagree.
He's not a Republican.
602-252-1480.
And Bernie Sanders, he seems sort of cool. I saw him on Bill Maher last night. Oh, that girl was on Bill Maher last night. What's her name? The girl.
That girl was.
No,
that
the conservative.
Kind of girl.
Like from the 1970s?
No,
yeah, that
the
was
blonde.
Marlo Thomas.
Marlo Thomas.
Yeah, the blonde.
The crazy blonde.
Well, what's her name?
Marlo.
The scary one. The
scary blonde.
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
Janet Reno.
No. You know, she's on Fox News a lot.
Janet Reno.
What, you watch Fox News, Dave?
Yeah, well, occasionally. But just to see what the other side's doing. No, she was on. We'll get her name in
all
a
right.
second.
All right, you can look her up. But did you find
so if I Google crazy blonde?
Well, just
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter.
Oh, Ann Coulter, that crazy blonde.
Yeah, it was funny. He's sort of tame with her. He doesn't really go after her. But
aren't they friends?
They are friends, and I think maybe...
They just can't
talk
politics
more.
Or there'll be a fight.
But they had two other people on that went after her. It was a nice battle.
She is nutty.
She's sort of cute, though, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I just Googled crazy blonde.
She's attractive.
I guess it went to my contacts, and that's KC. That's not...
No, it's not her.
Sorry, that's my friend KC. Okay.
But I do give her credit for being in the lion's den. I mean, she, you know, the audience is all, you know, pro-Bill Maher, liberal.
Yeah, she's probably been on there before.
She has.
Yeah.
No, she has. I think they are friends for some reason. But
in my context here, there's one that's ugly brunette.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I guess they do. Actually, she, you know, maybe give her a run.
This is ugly brunette girl.
As long as she doesn't talk.
What?
So,
what?
What are you talking about, Joseph?
I don't know. I'm just going through my context.
We're having three conversations here. I wonder how it comes out in the listening audience.
Everyone's just like... going, what is going on?
But, yeah, we're just like, it's like lunchtime.
Well, don't you categorize your contacts by like crazy blonde, ugly brunette?
No.
Girl that you'd only check out once?
No. Do you think your friends would be happy if they knew that's how you categorize them on your phone?
Well, they probably wouldn't, but that...
So when you're looking for a certain person, you look under crazy?
Crazy, if they're blonde, brunette.
You go to like C, and then you look at crazy?
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's nice.
or
why did you pick that letter,
nose too large
way?
For face? That's a guy.
That's all I'm wondering.
Okay. Because he said crazy.
What?
Wow.
Well, what?
Okay.
What
well, anyway.
Have me under?
Well, we'll talk about that during the break because we're getting a little bit off topic. What?
Okay.
All right. We're gonna talk a little bit about Inside Out in just a few moments. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the short that preceded Inside Out.
I saw that.
Lava.
I liked it.
Go ahead and start playing the song there, number two, Eric.
It was a cool
Lava
deal.
By Kuana Torres Kali and Nupwa Greek and James Ford Murphy.
James Ford Murphy.
This was... Dave, what did you think of the short?
I loved it.
You loved it?
I gave it an A+. I thought it was so The music was catchy. It's sweet. We're listening to it right now.
Yes. It's a musical about a volcano.
People could relate to it. I really did enjoy it.
I cried.
It was a breakthrough.
I cried watching
it. Give it a breakthrough short.
I would give it a breakthrough for a short. One of the best shorts I have ever seen. Pixar's Lava. You can only see it before Inside Out. It's a story about a volcano who is lonely
and
singing for someone. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it cries lava?
Yeah. No, they lava each other. There's two volcanoes. Oh, did I spoil it? Yeah, see? You're here with me. Nice song, right? And I'm
here with you.
I wish that the earth see the sky up above. And here we go. Will send me
someone to love. That was good. Very relatable. I agree with you on this. Yes. Absolutely.
I cried, and I am looking for someone to lava. 602-252-1480.
Yeah, my lava flow over. Okay, so are we ready for a break, I guess?
Yes.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live.
That's what the music means.
AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Until he was on the brink of extinction. But little did he know that living in the sea below another volcano was listening to his song.